five or 207, whatever it is. Taylor and Halford, present. Senate Joint Resolution Number 8, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to capital projects and loan appropriations and to the expenditure limit, sponsored by Senator Phillips. Senator Phillips is present. Would you please give us your opening statement?
Yes, sir. Okay. Senator Taylor, thank you for having the hearing on SJR 8. For the record, my name is Randy Phillips from Senate District L. Muldoon, Eagle River, Fort Richardson. Before you have a bill here, it's a constitutional amendment to be voted by the voters for the election of 1994. It sets a limit of $2.3 billion for expenditures. And in your packet, you have about 9 or 10 different exceptions to that limit. Also, the expenditure limit can be exceeded by 2/3 of both the House and the Senate. 10% of the $2.3 billion is allocated for capital for the capital budget. If deflation exceeds 6%, the legislature may appropriate amount to offset that effect of the inflation that exceeds 6%. And any revenues in excess of this expenditure limit will be deposited into the Constitutional Budget Reserve Account. And Mr. Chairman, that's basically what the constitutional amendment does. Do you want the exceptions?
Yes, if you could.
Okay, for the record, the exceptions to this $2.3 billion limit would be the appropriations to the permanent fund dividends, appropriations to the budget reserve account, appropriations for revenues from a tax approved by the voters, bond proceeds, principal and interest in bonds issued by the state, money received in trust for a specific purpose, endowment earnings, and revenues from public corporations are the only exceptions to the constitutional amendment.
Does that include federal funds? For example, federal highway funds that have lapsed?
They're received in trust for a special purpose.
Right, first, yeah, that would be included. Yes. I've never seen that. But, Mr. Chairman, the reason, I'm not really stuck on the 2.3, I mean, billion, but the reason I introduced this constitutional amendment, as you may or may not know, over the years in the legislature, in my opinion, collectively, did not have the political will to limit itself in the expenditures of money. And the only way you can limit a body or the legislature collectively is a constitutional amendment. That's the reason why the amendment is being offered, to restrain the legislature from spending more money than they would take in, and also to to keep us in line on our budgetary process here. As you may know, we just got $630 million here the other day from BP, and with that money on the table, it's pretty tempting for the legislature to go on a feeding frenzy. I believe we have something like this in place in the Constitution that some of those problems would not be a problem. And that's the main motivation behind this this resolution for a constitutional amendment. Now, if you decide you want 2.2 or 2.5 or whatever figure that you believe is in your collective wisdom the better figure, that's fine. I'm not going to have the pride of authorship get in the way of for passage of something like this. But I do believe we need to have some kind of spending limit here in the legislature. And this is about the only way we can do it. In the past, I've introduced legislation making statutory changes, and arguments were made that the legislature can exceed it, the statutory limit, because they have the right to appropriate dollars, and this was the only way that you can limit the legislature from exceeding the budget. So this is the reason why I put it in there. And that ends my testimony.
Any further questions from the committee?
Looking at page 2, the legislature may exceed the limit under B by a 2/3 vote, essentially.
Right.
I'm just trying to think of how this works in a consistency with the source of funds. If you try to use the constitutional reserve, it takes a 3/4 vote to get the money out of it.
If you want 3/4, that's fine. Me too.
Well, I'm just trying to think of how the two play upon each other. Essentially, what this says is you can go up by a 2/3 vote.
Right.
As long as you can get the money from other than the constitutional reserve. But if you have to get the money from the constitutional reserve, then it's not only going to take the 2/3 to spend it, but it's going to take the 3/4 to get it.
Get access.
And that's not a bad interplay between those two things. Because, in fact, if you had a major development, a big spike in revenue, you probably would get the 2/3 to spend some of the money. But it wouldn't be easy to do, and that's, I think that works okay.
It seems to me, Mr. Chairman, if I can, the only thing to me in question is the 2.3, the figure. I think the mechanisms, from my perspective, are there. It's just a matter of trying to figure out what level do you feel comfortable with a limit. In the past, I might add, I think it was in 82 or 80, we had a constitutional amendment with a spending limit. I think it was like $4.5 billion or something to that effect, and it's not working because of that number 4.5.
Well, it started out at 2.5, but it was $1982.
Right.
And the result is it's worth about
4.5. Right. So
it tells you something about inflation from 1982 to now.
Inflation and population. So anyway, that to me, the only contention is the number, from my perspective. Now, if the body collectively selects another number, that to me, that'll be fine. But I think we ought to have something to restrain, as far as I'm concerned, the legislature from overexpending, overextending the state budget.
Can we restrain the governor, too?
I'd love to.
Feeding frenzy seems to be an epidemic.
I know.
Move from one floor to another vertically in this building.
Anyway, that's all I know about it in a nutshell. Would consider a favorable motion that this bill out of committee when you get a quorum.
As soon as we have a third person here, you can rest assured that the chair will move your bill.
Okay.
Senator Phillips, I appreciate you bringing it forward.
Thank you
very
much.
We don't have anybody else supporting it, but I'm sure there are other people out there.
Well, let me assure you, the voters, at least in my district, support something like this.
Well, they did last time on the constitutional budget.
Yeah, reserve, I know.
We just can't seem to get any money to flow into it.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to deal with that battle.
That was it. Okay.
Thank you
very much. Meeting's adjourned.